There's a lot of talk today about Steve Jobs as a visionary. There's no question that he and Apple have had an oversized positive impact on people's lives around the world. But that's not the whole story. Jobs was the genius behind a corporation with a considerable global environmental impact as well. David Biello is Associate Editor for Environment and Energy at Scientific American Magazine. David, maybe just start by giving us an overview of what Apple's global environmental impact has been.
Well, to take any specific Apple product, it has a supply chain that reaches to kind of all corners of the globe. You have rare earths from China, you have coltan from the Congo, you have minerals derived right here in the United States, and of course, any kind of resource extraction process has a lot of environmental impacts, also has a lot of social impacts. I'm sure a lot of folks are aware of Apple's main supplier, Foxconn, and its problems with kind of keeping workers from committing suicide.
And Foxconn is in China.
Correct.
Now, Apple isn't alone in this, but e-waste is one of the big problems in a world where everyone wants, you know, the latest version of an iPhone or an iPad every year or two. So you end up with landfills full of gadgets that were cutting edge last year, but now no one wants. How has Apple addressed this issue up to now?
That is what I call gadget lust, and I think we all suffer from it. I know I myself am eyeing an upgrade to my iPhone, but Apple actually has one of the more progressive policies. After some chastisement from environmental groups, Apple realized that recycling its products was the better way to go, and they now provide these recycling bags that you mail back to Apple, and Apple ensures that the e-waste is either reused or recycled in the appropriate manner. And that is actually kind of a trend that's sweeping the technology industry, but Apple has been a leader there, if not in some other areas.
And we should say it's not just about landfills. I mean, coltan, one of the minerals used in cell phones, comes a lot from the Congo, tied up in fueling the conflict there. So there are other impacts that Apple creates when it comes out with new products.
That's absolutely true. We already mentioned Foxconn, but the ongoing conflict in the Congo is in part Apple's fault and really all of our faults for, you know, our lust for cell phones.
And has Apple addressed that as well?
Apple has addressed that somewhat. Actually, what has happened is that the U.S. government passed a law that requires anyone sourcing any elements from Congo to kind of demonstrate where specifically they came from. And that has had some positive impact, but at the same time, it is having a negative impact in that some folks who don't have a lot of job options there in the Congo are losing their livelihood as miners.
We touched on this earlier, but one of the hallmarks of Apple has been the way it regularly brings out new products, a great fanfare, and then constantly updates those products, so you have to keep buying a new one if you want to keep up. Do you think Apple intentionally embraced planned obsolescence for these products, or was it just something that Apple sees as a necessary evil on the road to big profits?
I don't think there's any question that all technology companies have embraced planned obsolescence, whether intentionally or otherwise. That is the way the technology business works. You make your money by having the same customer buy a different product year after year. And until we change that into something where, you know, just as a watch, maybe a Rolex can be handed down from one generation to the next, if you could imagine a cell phone that could be handed down from one generation to the next. That's the only kind of thing that would change this dynamic. But that really falls on us as consumers more than it falls on Steve Jobs as a creator of consumables.
If you look at the various impacts of Apple in the negative column, what do you see in the positive column?
There are many positives. One, you know, he helped create a much more interconnected world. We are in part aware of the problems in the Congo thanks to the fact that information from the Congo can now more easily pass to us via some of those Apple products that rely on Congo minerals. I would also say that Apple has been at the forefront of, like I said, this e-waste recycling effort, and that is truly important because the recycling or afterlife of electronic products is one of the more polluting potentials in the modern world.
David Biello, Associate Editor for Environment and Energy at Scientific American. Thanks so much.
Thank you.